And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The sequence that the Mitchell report is suggesting is really the logical one. Have a ceasefire, then a cooling off period, then confidence building measures, then start the negotiations.
Sharon government is not interested really in implementing the findings and the recommendations of Mitchell's report. They are interested only in one thing, to deceive the public opinion, mainly in the United States and inside Israel.
The addicts are going to have to take the cure. We're no longer going to get stoned on other people's money and our new spending programs. No, we're going to move the party to America, where people will spend their own money.
If baloney were electricity, this tax bill could solve our energy crisis. If you take a look at this bill, with its fading deductions, its disappearing calendars, and its deficit creep, the job of making this invisible to the American people is one that even David Copperfield wouldn't take.
Increasingly, I find myself in disagreement with my party. I understand that many people are more conservative than I am, and they form the Republican Party. Given the changing nature of the National Party, it has become a struggle for our leaders to deal with me and for me to deal with them.
This morning, a distinguished United States Senator chose to leave the Republican Party and become an independent. I respect Senator Jeffords, but respectfully, I couldn't disagree more.
Senator Jeffords' decision obviously produces some changes. The historic 50-50 Senate now becomes history itself. This will be America's first 50-49-1 Senate.
I've been in the minority, in the leadership, in the House, and in the Senate, and I've been in the majority, in the leadership, in the Senate. There are some things that you do differently when you're in the minority, but I've learned a long time ago, you look at every circumstance as an opportunity.